Douglas, who's the Sugi that Femmed Aleph, says in the Gemara, just a couple of lines, with regard to the need, or the lack of the need of Shtei Kesef, and that's why I say that. But the issue of things is, of course, required dealing with two areas. On the one hand, one of the parameters required of Shtei Kesef, when you require it, is a general halacha with regard to Shavua across the board. Or is there a local maybe mitzvah halacha? And secondly, irrespective of what we're assuming about the first issue, the character Shua Sedechod has a stand up against other Shavuos. And this connection, we noted that it was possible that one might take the requirement Shtei Kesef being a general requirement for all Shavuos. Nevertheless, recognize the possibility of certain exceptions given the character of certain Shavuos, and this would be one example with regard to Shavuos Tetechod. And that connection would double the question of whether Shavuos Tetechod is fundamentally Chiyuv Shavua or fundamentally Chiyuv Mamon, which could be exchanged, so to speak, for Shavua. Side by side with that, we dealt with the question of Shavuos HaShomrim, which is not discussed in the Gemara, but in Chosim HaSushenim. There too, perhaps, it's not a regular Chiyuv Shavua, unlike the case of Shavuos Mevi Mitzvahs, where there's sound reason based on the Tainvinitin aspects, for assuming that maybe there's a Chiyuv. That's maybe the Chiyuv Mamon. Shomrim, there's no reason for that, but as mentioned, Lashon HaGemara in Ksubos, Lovizat Shabbat HaBayis. So therefore, the requirement of Shtei Kesef is not prevalent here. But we had simply that Shtei Kesef discussed last week. We have one detail outstanding. We dealt with, of course, Rabbi Mises in the Gemara, with Shavuos Shomrim, Shavuos Tetechod, and towards the end of the year, looked briefly at the question of Shavuos HaMishneh, Shmei Neitlin, and raised the possibility, we'll deal with that dichotomy many times subsequently, that you could break down Shmei Neitlin into two categories: those the Mikra Din should be Neitl B'lo Shavua, those which should be Neitl at all, and that may have some influence upon the question of Shtei Kesef. We did not deal with, because we were not equipped to handle that, is the problem of Shavuos Heses. Shavuos Heses requires Shtei Kesef or not. That which will be done with the shame later on, which is done with the Chum of the Sugya, but we need to have the fundamental background of Shavuos Heses, which is the one of Mem Aleph Beis, Mem Aleph and Aleph. The other aspect that we dealt with is regarding the Shavuos Tetechod, and there we dealt with what I just mentioned before. In the Shenim, this Gemara serves as a basic mocker for another issue which comes up with regarding the Shavuos Tetechod, and this is where they require Tainus Bogi on the part of the Baal Dovah. In order to see the full picture, we simply place Shavuos Tetechod in the context of the complex of Shavuos generally. It made me make sense, no question, we need a Tainus Bogi. That is Shemr, it's not Nochi made me make sense. In Shomrim, it's clear that you don't require a Tainus Bogi, and normally it's not feasible to have a Tainus Bogi because it's in the home of the Shemr, and unless by some fluke, the Bailim happened to be coming along in the proximity of the home of the Shemr, there's no way of knowing what happened to the Pekodin, and therefore, not only you don't require a Tanis Shema, a Tanis Bari, but some of the Shainim, particularly the Rimigash and the Rambam, speak of the Shabbat, you don't require Tain at all. Shabbat Shalebi Tain. And this we'll see when we get to Mishnah later on to Pembeis, where the Shavuos Chesher, but the Chesher of the Kodin, Bechayim Shavuot, depends on you need any kind of Tain at all. So we have to the right, the left. Shomrim, don't require times body. Maybe it's just a required times body. Whatever the God tells you. Shem Adayik here, it was Lashon, Lashonu L'Tanas, Levi V'Das, Levi Tazma V'Das, and therefore, the term Tain is used. And here, one or two things might be said to the extent that the argument is based on the textual facet, either the Gemara is not medayik, in the ordinary case, the Malbah has presented some claim, otherwise it's not in Taylor, the Taylor is a response to the claim of the part of the Tevea. Or, a question which we'll deal with when we get to Sweet Afghan Bays, maybe the term Taylor term is to be equated with Tevea. For certain purposes, we'll simply derive it, differentiate it. Tvia is what he wants. Tiny is what he claims. Tvia comes to say, you owe me $100. That's the Tvia. That's what he wants. Why do I owe you $100? That's the Tiny. You sure was Mazik. I worked for you. He was Alvoy, whatever it is. And perhaps what the Gemara says, Tiny is Mavadas Adechot, what means you need a Tvia. We don't differentiate between Tvia and Taina. You need a Tvia. That's what's intended. Without a Tvia, of course, there will be no Shavua. But Taina, in terms of a particular claim, what the story was, what occurred, that maybe is not what's required. Was that this sort of shame of Afanot? The Bibachek was a shame, but it definitely requires Shavuas, Taina's body or not. Now, one of the bias that's brought is Pesach of the Rambam, based on a leaf in the seventh parak. The Rambam's story is a bit clearer. Before I get to that, I'll come back in a minute. The question per se, whether you require a tiny or not, it will depend on the issue we discussed last time, how one understands a dechot. If you deal with the chiv mammon, well, you don't need a tiny body. Shvua is the problem. A tiny mammon, you have two Eidim, the Eidim say the Rubel Shimon, and the Baldova comes to Besdin, he says, I don't know anything about it, I wasn't there, but this is what the Eidim told me. Of course, you wouldn't require that as a body. First, remember, we got to Shavua. And this, of course, the fact that it does arise with regard to Shavua, and not with regard to woman. Obviously, the possibility that the issue of Shavua here, of Tainus body here, quite here or not, needs to be examined later. The basic issue we discussed last time, how it relates to Tainus to Shavua's Nidecha. If we take the Gemara, Kamosh Nechem, Samar, Kamosh Shavua, and you require that the Ram does an eight kosher, discussed last time. So then, this would increase the possibility that what? The quiet tiny or quiet tiny? We discussed last week two possible ways of looking at Shavua's Tedekha. One is to assume that the Tedekha for the matter comes to a high moment. The mice is not a chayim moment, but it comes to a chayim moment. But the Torah, unlike where two Eidim come, when you don't have any way of getting rid of it without paying, Nedechah, Yenishba, Yetzirah Patatu. According to Tesis in the Flamidal in Bavasa, that connection. As opposed to another way of looking at it, saying, no, Nedechah is only Mechayev, Shavuot, that's the base of Mechayev. If you don't swear, then we get involved in the problem of Tesis, Chalishov, Shalmen, and Shalim, Chalik Samarayim, and the Gemara part of various places, we do the Mordach from Zayin. But the basic Mechayev and Shavuot is for Shavuot. Suggesting that possibly how we regard the Dechod will determine whether we require a Tanis Bari or not. And I'm asking if such a linkage be established, which direction should move us. If you think of it, the Tanis and Chesabatim assumed that will increase or diminish the possibility, if it has any effect at all, that you need. They need a tennis body.
So I guess the assumption is that if the Edom are the ones being mechayev the mamon, and the aid is in replacement of the Edom, who are mechayev the kilu of the mamon, then you're not going to need a tennis body. Because it, as the Rav said, you don't need it, but if we're going to go on the Tzad Shul, you would need it. So is he asking it in the Rambam, or is he asking it
So if we assume that. Basically, at some level, we equate the Dechod with two Edim and assume that all the Dechod does is provide some outlet. Excuse me, all the Shua does provide some outlet, which they recognize we've got the Dechod, and we've got the two Edim. So that which is Mechayiv, the two Edim could be Mechayiv as one Edim and Dechod as well, because at the fundamental level, we equate them. I spoke in terms of increasing the likelihood. There's clearly one can say no, that even if an Edechod does the same thing the two Edim do, but the firepower that he needs to bring to it, he the Baldovo, is different from the two Edim than a single Edim. But I agree with you that if we see some linkage with these two issues, it would be more this direction. And then you see if the Shavua. If the Dechod is Mechayev Shvua, and not that he comes to Mechayev Mammon, then we don't equate the two. That's more likely you need a Tanis Bari. And then, as was hinted in your response, maybe that the Mechayev the Shvua is what?
Is it the aid or the time?
Yeah, it's the Baldova or not the aid. That's a separate issue. We said the Valdovo is one's Mechayiv, as a matter of mixes, but it's the interplay between the two. That's Mechayiv Shavuot. But there, matter of mixes, you have a Glaimadovo based on the Hoidoya. Here's a sort of Glaimadovo based also on the Aedis. And the Aedis also a sort of Glaimadovo, which just buttresses the Taina of the Tevea. And that's where Mechayiv Shavuot. Then we should equate it with Bamedi Mikitsis. Now these are two separate issues because obviously there's a third possibility. As opposed to one hand saying that the Edechor is basically like two Edim, only there's an outlet of Shavuot. At the other extreme, to say that the Edechor is Bechal Dat Amos Bechad Shavuot, all the Edechor does is simply provide some support. The Tanya of the Baldova is the one who's doing everything. Between those two, you might say the Edechah is not quite like two Edim. It's only an Edechah, it's Mechayev Shavuah, but Mechayev Shavuah is not the Baldover, it's the aid who provides the Glaim Dover, but so these can be severed. But that question might very well come up. Just one second. And now, from that, I'm going to start to mention הוא עדין שנכנס לתחבץ חברו שלו בפני בעל הבית, נטל משום כלים, אף משוציא על מגולין, אין שעד חיילת, רב שבעל הבית זה עשו למכור את כליו, and the person went in tainus that he bought, and that they stole. And tain v'amad, the balbos said, "Der gezel lekachan, v'alom b'rushut chabati, v'atav chater tainim v'chov sheish etzchayet fastim." And when they met, he called him chas beit chaviro shi elo b'fanav, and ta kelim misham atziyam f'neidim, ez v'chetzkat gazdan. Every case you see a person in front of Edim taking an object from somebody else's possession, and he tainus it's fine. That's the mice nascar of Rabbi saying Chatzim didi Chatzim. So it's possible. That's why Bezdin knows it was in one person's possession, somebody else's. They have to prevent that. Fika b'chziyah kin b'arabayit ve'en kan shvua shredim ru'ma shegazal v'chaz sheyachzich v'yad v'yad b'arabayit b'mchom v'shito v'adim v'neha. V'chein yim yashu meidech bilvad בעל הבית טוען שגזור לו כלי זה בידו, ועלה אומר לקוח בידי או בחוב גביתי או של יאי הפקדור לסלחה, היית חייב להחזיר כלי לבעלה ולא שבועה, אפילו היה שם שני עדים חייב לשלם. עכשיו שיש בלעד אחד חייב שבועה, ולא יכול להישבע שלא מכחיש את העד, כל מחויב שבועה יכול להישבע משלם. Sometimes in such a case, it's an edekah, it becomes chai b'shvur, and he can't swear because he's not challenging the aid. If the aid, if he said, "I never entered, I didn't take," he swear against the aid, then that would be it. But if he says, "I entered and I took, but it's mine," that doesn't clash head on with the aid, and therefore he can't chai b'shvur, he can't swear. And that's the most nasechet about the gemara, because you're going to show him shalit. What the Rambam does not take into account is where the Baal HaBayit stands with regard to this. The scenario seems to be, and the Rambam has in the Rif, which presumably based himself, that the aid, either first there are two aidim, Baal HaBayit isn't around, the two aidim is one aid, and Baal HaBayit is somewhere else. So the aidim come. And they say, so many of the two Edim, you know, Kiev, the Baal HaBayit isn't around, doesn't know. No tiny. So they decode, what do you do then? The Rebbe raises the issue, Zehu Teima. Me'achar she Baal HaBayit lo haya sham, Ech yesh ken tanat bori, kde she yezeb chuy ha-shuva, she no yichol yishova. אולי נאמר, אחר שימצא בידו, טענת בורי הוא, אבי שלא ראה, כשהוציא מביתו, אלא שעד מעיד, בכל מקום, בכל זה הדין, גאון חולק עליו, דבר מדבר אבסלם. אולי הוא צריך מקסב הפוינט, אמר מואן, לסנות אינס בורי, צריך את הביא מתוך. נאמר 2, perhaps it's the Ravid, while he didn't see the Mishas Maitse, he can infer retroactively what he sees later on, he finds the Caleb in the hands of this person, he knows they're his, so he retroactively infers that they were taken. Whether such retroactive inferences can be drawn, with regard to Edim, that's about Tzvishu Mishetach. So someone running into Mahola with a knife in his hand, and then later on you find the corpus delicti, the guy's dead, this guy comes out with a bloody knife, all substantial evidence is that he's chayiv, and then nonetheless you patur him. So number one, the Rambam thinks in the moment that you would not patur him. And number two, even if you, for the Edus, it would not be suffice, but possibly for the tenant Baldova, it does suffice. Edus maybe has to be Edus where they saw the Maise. And they cannot, by detective work, retrospectively reconstruct what occurred. But tenant Baldova, to make it a tenant Baldova, maybe that's sufficient. But that Rebbe presents as a possible way out for the Rambam. Anyway, that lets you know that the Machlokes in the Goyin, early Goyin and the Rif, or someone else, or Rabbi Goyin, and the Rif, and the Rambam followed the Rif, and the Goyin disagrees. Now the question is, how do we understand the Rambam? So the three possible ways of understanding him. One is to understand that he thinks Shoshit Echad does have a quiet time in his body. Second possibility, that which the Rabbit says, you have a time in his body, but that can break down to two. Where does he have a tiny body? So the Rambam says, so the Rabbit says he has a tiny body, and it's retroactive reconstruction. You can see that he has a tiny body from another direction, namely,
Where is it?
He's not there. How else could he get a tennis ball?
Through
Simonim on the object? Well, the simplest possibility. What's the simplest possibility? What? He knows from which source? From the eight. Yeah. He knows from the eight. Then the question, of course, arises, can that kind of knowledge, that kind of a dose come from an external source? Can you build a tense of body that which you heard from somebody else? The question could arise at another level, the level of two edim. Maybe someone would come along and say that actually two edim also need a tennis body. Two edim provides a tennis body, and Decha doesn't. Some support for that could come from Mishnah increases. Maybe Chatat. Edim Echad. That's the relation. Two Edim tell a person, Ed Chaylev is a Kohen. Shem Echad Vom Elo Echalti. Vimei Mechayev. Aber Vimei, Vimei Shnei Bnei Mitach Amura, Lo Yiviu Lidei Korban HaKal. Amur Lo Yiviz Bachot Yiviz Mishnah Yiviz Bachot Yiviz Bachot Yiviz Mam Yitzeloma Mezida Yiti, Patur. So they can never impose a korban upon him because he has a way to get out of it. What that exactly means is probably the Gemara later on. Like upon him, what you have here is Sugya, and later on, The Gemara says, "Omer echal tochel mebi chatat b'medu v'amurim d'shotik, or makchish lepatur, umidrayti onu d'lo makchish lechayav." He doesn't challenge. He doesn't say, "Lo echal tochel." So Rabbi Yehudah Lov Chatato, Pasuk says, Chiv Chatos Yehudah Lov Chatato, Lo Shiyosud, Lo Dash, Lo Shiyudu Acherim. He has to come into self-knowledge. Yechor Afunein Makhishan, Tavu Lomar, O Daila Mikol Mokom. So you require knowledge in this part of Yehudah Lov. And yet, if you learn it from others, in Makhishan, you say, oh, that presumes knowledge. Why? Well, so here may very well be, because what two Edom say, that B'chalat HaKul provides factual information, sufficient for Bezim Chabdin and Nefashis. So call it Chachomim, you require, since what two Edom say establishes the fact that the highest level of Chalat HaKula, so he's learned it. Male thinks beyond that since Chalat HaKula is Mechuyev to accept what two Edom say, he can't deny it. If he wants to deny it, it's not that he relies upon the two Edom for information. He's fed the information in Bal Kocha. Let the Chum disagree. So in terms of Bezin, Pishnei Bedi Kudovo, but in terms of his own knowledge of Chet, the Shudachay, in particular, as the Ramban learns in a number of places, that's a question between him and the Ben Shleilam. You can't force him to be called if he doesn't want to have the kapara. But here, at any rate, you see, at least look at the two Edim, that you be Mechayev, more enough that you need the Elov is self knowledge. So maybe that's the look of two Edim in all cases, even the Tanya Shema. Or do we say, no, if the two Edim come, it's not that his taina now carries weight because the two Edom buttressing it. Well, I put the Edom independently. Then it's not even more mistabel that you rely upon the Edom independently. And even in case that someone's not a Baldova, a Kotten will come. Two Edom support what a Kotten says. Kotten's not a Baldova, the taina in Bezin. Two Edom support him, of course, he'll win. Come back to what we discussed earlier. It's either that you don't need a tennis body according to the Rambam, or that you have a tennis body based on his retrospective detective work, but you have a tennis body based on what he hears from the Eidechod. And that can buttress his taina, even if you need by the time. The difference between these two, of course, would be with regard to someone's not about time or cotton. If you say you don't require tennis body, but then you don't require two edim, with your cotton too. If you assume that you require but you have it because the person has absorbed the information from the aid, so that's good, and so is the Godel. Probably has to have the knowledge, but the Kotel is not a Bahochi, Chaybishwun altogether. So the fact that Rabbi Yedek would not help it. That in the Rambam here, we don't know meanwhile. What do you think about a Kotel? All right, so this Rambam is, I've said, a bit unclear. The Rambam beginning of Tehillim. Pirug Seir Benitin, there the Rambam just equates Hidecha B'Med V'Miktsas, but doesn't get involved explicitly in our situation. Tenet Rebu Mitaltin V'Hodalo B'Miktsat, Reizim Shalem Ashor Dabo, Nishba L'Shar Min HaTorah, Shemashimah Ki Uzeh. חיים כפה בכל, ואומר לו, יותר מעולם, ואיתך מעיד שהוא חייב לרז ישבה מן התורה. כי השבוע, למדו שכמו שם חייב את זה, ובואו לכם חייב בשבוע. וכן למדו מפי השבוע, שיד אחד לכל עבור חטאת המקם, אבל קם עוד ישבוע. זה כבר זאת אומרת שבוע שום במסבוע. Here we don't know what you need to tell you in the time. The impression could be conveyed possibly that you need a taina, turn it chavro metatlin, vodalo, chen yu kafar bakol, in the same scenario, the yisteinus chaveri, and his kref rakul, and nedech is in his favor the teveya, also yu chayev. That seems to be the impression of Skavari. Elsewhere, though, the Rambam, Chashvuas, surveys Shus woman, Shus Yonin Pergid Aleph, Shlosha Min Shuot in Shechavim Min HaTorah, Veilu Hei, Mishe Tonech Obitadu Oda Miksata Bechavim Satan, Mishe Chafar Bechol HaMiktas Yitano, Veid Echel Meid Alav Oma Kisho, Reil Shne Shuot Al Dei Tanat Vadai Chfirah. He shomer, etc. He nishma misafek, sheim ba b'du yedei memet toein, zeh shomer o sheker, nishma min atra shem shuva shet yom eshne. The Rambam is supposed to need a tainus vada. If you need a tainus vada, it raises the question, what do you do with a gzev aveide? So there are two options, either to have a tainus vada, because of the retroactive judgment, or because the body through the aid. And the first commandment of the Rambam here is the body through the aid wouldn't quite work, because he's talking about a case where you have an aid. Hal shtei shuot al yedei tanat vadai u'kfira. So apparently, if you beat a tainus shema u'kfira, would that be chayiv, even though then also you said you have a body through the aid? So apparently, you have to learn that more than maybe the Rabbi says. And this question of the body of the Akhira can work in our context is dealt with by the Shem in our Sugya. Is it on us, Lisa?
Amigo?
Yeah, you're right. It's a shvot. Amigo, tell me about this today. I hope I'm going to have a few little bit. If you dig, when you have a five cell, you'll be sitting there to be able to not worry. But I'm going to tell you that you have a car with 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 אינו נשבע, זה תדבר בעינון, ואיזה מנסה בו על ידי אחרים. פות נוי ניב לפרס את כבר עוד המסוע של שתיבודס. אבל זה יקים עושה בו על ידי אחרים, I think maybe depend on one variable, if I get to other eyes of שתיבודס issue. The two possibilities, a person hears something about the אחרים. What did you hear some Piachim? You come away and you say, I don't know. It happened, didn't happen, I have no idea. But he tells me this is so, and I present what he tells me as evidence to you, the best thing to consider. That's one scenario. In that case, he's taken out of that body, because in Mitzvah, he's taken out of that body. He doesn't claim conviction. There's another scenario whereby he says that he told you he heard something from a certain person, and he's convinced that it's true. And he presents it as something which he's adopted as gospel truth. So most of the things that we say we know, we haven't seen, we haven't heard, we read somewhere. We're on the radio. Rubber, the things which we consider to be our knowledge is really information which we absorb to Ayde Acherim. And we are pretty much convinced by most of what we hear, depending on the reliability of the source from which we hear it. And it may be that the question would come about Ayde Acher may depend on this variable. But this is another matter to be considered. And got to bring it back to me. There are a couple of gemaras which I think are relevant, and we'll come back down to see here. The Shabbat of the Acher, the Gemara, comes up most explicitly in the Gemara Bava Basra. From a Dalit, reads as follows: Omer Zebni Neeman. So the mother's person has to say who's the children. Zeachi Eno Neeman. He told him about Chelko. In other words, if there are two brothers, and one of them says the third fellow is also a brother. According to him, Ludido, he should be getting a third. Leaving aside the question of Pachayra. He should be getting a third. Were we to ignore his information, his contention, we'd be getting a half. What Misha says is, Ludido, he only deserves a third. But he gets the third. The known brother doesn't accept this information, so he gets a half. He told him about Michalko. And this person who comes, the newly discovered brother, so he shares with the brother who claims he's his brother. He gets the sixth he gets. And the other brother who said, I don't know of you, I don't recognize you, gets a half. So one gets the third, one gets the sixth, one gets a half. Met. But if that new brother dies, so the six that he got goes back to the person who said he was a brother. One of them denied his brotherhood. He had half, then he can't now come and take the Yashin, the Suffolk, if he denied all these there. The person who said that he was a brother now gets his sixth back. That's if he died. What if the chassid would come to the Suffolk from some other source, so not his, the share that he took at the father's chassid? So here, all of the yashin together. But of kufla min hey. As follows. Said the Mishnah, Midach Maiko Amri. What do the other brothers say? The ones who don't say Zorchi. Ikra Amri Achunahu, Abaitel Bechagavatulo. He says that they all agree he's a brother, and they trust the fellow who says he discovered him, Mithil Sayyam. So why, when he dies, you know, why is he Tilba Mechalki? Why doesn't Suffolk only share with the fellow who discovered him? If everybody else agrees, he should get a full third. Elamah, the Kramri, Labachinu, represents the there before. And that's why one of them gets a half, and the other half is divided a third and a sixth. In the safe look, as you go back here, Yeshua Habimo, if you got Nuchas from some other source, the Suffolk, he worried, he got a matana, he got some money, he got his wife's Yerusha, whatever he got. So why should all the brothers, including the one who denies the fraternity, share in Yashining him? I'm a Labachuni. Was the late secret, the crime ran in the Yehudi. We don't know. So what does it mean? On Rav Zesh Emere, Zot Emere, Ane Li Biyadcha Ben Yudeya Patu. Rav Vishem, Orla Bar Yodi. Let's think about many places. Here, one brother comes and says, the Suffolk is surely our brother. Another brother says, I don't know. We don't see Bari Vishim Bari Yadiv, and we trust the one that says the Bari, but we treat it as if he's not a brother, we can't rely on him as a brother. Maybe Lay, maybe Lo Chayav, maybe Bari Vishim Bari Yadiv. That's Bari Vishim, when someone is a Baldovo. So you believe him, it's supposed to be the other side. But over here, Suffolk stands vis-a-vis the other brothers and gets support from one brother who says he definitely is. But that brother is not a Baldovo. That brother is not acting on behalf of the Suffolk. Shainofet, Gmarachabiot Chodomi. Such kids, Gmarachabiot Chod, you wouldn't say Baruch Shema Boriodi. Rashbam explains over here. Avrach toim shvil ha-safek, man de lachi biyadchem, yikra mila b'dvom di dana. One of the brothers claims on behalf of the Suffolk that we owe him, that you owe him a certain share. So this brother makes the claim, stands against the other brother, on behalf of the Suffolk, that's Yilas Roshir Bariyot. So you see over here the Nafli Gemara. Bar Vishem, Bar Deachir, Yilas Moshe Bar Yadif. And it's two respects, really, that the Suffolk doesn't become Bari, and he remains a suffix, he remains a shema. And we don't apply the principle of shema yadif if it's a miyav or someone else. Now this might be according to Abai, maybe Rava disagrees, or maybe Rava has some other reason. But according to Abai, it's clear. The Ramban harnesses this Gemara, the Chayse of the Balamoyer, the Moyer Gittin, which I forgot to bring. Magidin of Nunalev, the rest of the Mishnah, Mitzir Mitzir Yishuev in Tugun Olam. So if I have Mitzir, and then he comes and he says, this is what I found, the other person says, we found this, we found more than this, then it's very important to have to swear. That's what I'm about Yitzchak. Shnei Kisim Shurim Mitzatali. That's what the Baal Mitzir, the Baal Aveda claims. Aloi Menot Tzati Yadah Echad, Nishba. Shnei Shvurim Shurim Mitzatali, Aloi Menot Tzati Yadah Echad, Eno Nishba. I tell him, Shurim Menat Kayadot, Kizim Menat Kayadot. Two oxen may be in the tracker at one time, but they're separated. A person, the Baal Aveda, can't say for certain, there's one or two, because they may have separated. So maybe it's attacking only one, the Chatil were two. But without the kissing, if you found one, he knows for certain the two would bound together. So therefore, you owe me two. And how does he know to begin with this person found the Aveda? So the Balamar says he was told that. Not knowledge that he has directed his own, he was told that. Man comes along, the Melchamis right there in Gittin, says he was told that. It's about the Acher, about the Acher, it's the Gemara Babasa. It doesn't help. We have heard about the Rabban of the Balamoyer, the Rabban is backed by the Gemara, but the Acher is not recognized as the body. That should be relevant to our cases as well. I once wrote, I think it's correct, defending the Balamoyer, a letter of Rambam. Rambam is the brother of the Achel, who came to deal with the Sugya, the Kansas Sugya of Bembeis. They will save the Chachomim, but for the moment I'll just extract it from its context. They've been eaten in two places. Dalad, Rames follows. Dalachay, Shtash Ketubos Slaim. Loiski Minyan, forgot to write in the Hamach. So it's at least two. Malvio Mechavei Slaim, Shiesh Yed Chai, Mektubim Bo, Malvio Mechavei Chavei Yed Shalosh, Shvei Mektubim Mishtah. Avri Shein Mechavein Otu Mishtah Zele Mishtahim. If most you can use the Shtah Mechavei, minimally it's two. Yan two is based on his Adoy, but I hold up a Sela Shashayich Boba. Reza Patu, so there's the Mirbe Mikzas. Reza Patu, when you have a Shiva Veda, the Kedat HaChemim, each kosher Shiva Veda, the Shiva Veda, the Shiva Veda, the Mimkomo. The extra third is a Meshir Veda, whether it's the Kedat HaChemim, the Kedat HaChemim, the Migo, the Kedat HaChemim, the Kedat HaChemim, so that he could have denied, and he didn't, so he's part of the Mishvua. But with the Reise, apparently, he would write to swear. The Kedat HaChemim is a Meshir Veda. וכן, אומר לחבירו, אמר לי אבא, שיש לי בידך מנה, יום יעד בדאוס, ולא מלך בידי על החמישים, הרי זה משיב המידע, פתוח בשבועת עשרית. someone comes along and says, I heard my father, you owe me 100. And then he comes to this person and he says, give me the 100 that my father told me you owe me. He doesn't say, only owe me 50. Also, make sure because he could deny the whole thing. And he's a potter from even Meshua Sessus. Why is he potter according to the Rambam? So what was in the previous case, Shloim Dinim? So I'm told you, why is he potter? Why is he potter? Thomas says, V'chein. He's also a Meshu Aveda. In the case of where he tests the name of his father. So apparently the Bogar de Achim, the Raisa would be what? Would be a Bogar, would not be a Bogar. Would be a Bogar. But here's he doesn't swear, he's not a Meshu Mikza, because he's a Meshu Aveda. So almost Bogar de Achim is a Bogar. Now, go back a couple of Pachim. Another case he has as well. In all these cases, I read the Patur Abishuat, the same according to Sebus. So Abba has prefaced this Salah by saying you need to have Tanis for assessors. Gives you a series of instances in which you don't have a Tanis Bari, and therefore a Tanis Bada, and therefore there's no Shua assessors. Including this is the identical case that he had in Perak Dalet, Amar Li Abba, you heard from the father. There you heard from the father 100, as a problem might have been mixed together, the other fellow says 50. Here, the other fellow says the Kefrakel, his potter altogether. Maybe the Reise, but the Rabbanon says that you're not having Shua says. Why the difference? There's some distinction here between Shua Sessus, which requires me to call the Tanis Vadai, and Shua Med Mimiksas, which requires a tiny, but apparently by Dacha is good. The difference to my mind is not just Mimiksas plus Shua Sessus. The difference is to do with two levels of body and two roles for body. Based on the Shua Sessus and Meir Mimiksa. Meir Mimiksa, what's the Chayav Shua? The Dora is like Lai B'Dova. But like Lai B'Dova is only if it's part of a constellation, when is the Taina? There's no Taina now. But the Taina doesn't have to carry the ball all by itself. The Taina is part the seven constellation, within which there's tainus haklayim nadavo. So here we don't have to check so much the force of the tainus, the conviction, the depth of the conviction which backs the tainus. If he now presents the claim, even based on what somebody else told him, it's enough of a tainus which together with haklayim nadavo can be mechayev shuva. But still, Shua Sessus. Shua Sessus, we'll see the world later on when we get to it. But Shua Sessus, there's no Hedorah. According to the one day in the Gemara, even La'adam is Yechai Shua Sessus. Not there, Yechai Shua Sessus, only by Zalti, La'adam now. Moshe and Pasuk, even Shua Sessus, even La'adam also. So I do a Merilam. So Shua Sessus is the case. Which there's nothing but the Taina. There's nothing to accompany the Taina, no Achrayim Adobos. All you have is he claims money li biyotcha, and the other person says, you're shakran, ha'ivra, me'ilam, and his word against his word. This midrash is not chayv shvur, or midrabbani chayv shvur, and that's the chiddush who assesses, purely based on a person's word, his tiny. The tiny itself is chayv everything. But if the tiny is having the ball all by itself, can't be stam a tiny, which is bori the yachas, flimsy bori. This has to be solid bori, which he knows all by himself. My understanding is, there are two levels of bori. A bori which is part of a support, which has a supporting cast, or if you would, it's itself part of a supporting cast, and a bori which plays a solo. And that's the distinction in the Rambam. Now I come to the Balamar and the Ramban. We have a similar situation. The Balamar deals with the Sugi and Gitin, which talks about the Bemixis. Shnei Kisin, Kisecha. And based on what you have, your title, Chadai was a Mitzah Veda, someone told you. And the person who told you gave you a basis for Tainus Bori that I found. That I found two. I am made mixes. I found one that I made it. So the Nagrab double is supplied. The question is the Chishur mixes or not. In the case of Bari Bishema, what is the Gemara in Bavas? What is the question of Bari Bishema? Bari Bishema basically says, I'm not Bari Yodif. That you win based solely on the tiny. You have no evidence. It's one tiny against another tiny. The tiny's body is sufficiently powerful to overwhelm the tiny's shema. And you win based on the tiny's body alone, that tiny alone. This is very like the case of Amishu assesses. So Rabban is right. The Gemara Babasra supports him. But Ach is not a bori, but it's not a bori to be bori sugalef. The Balamor is talking about cases of bori sugbet. Sugbet bori is sufficient. And this is so. Every case we need a tennis bori, we have to ask ourselves, what kind of bori are we talking about? What role do we envision with the bori? We're talking about a bori that's to play a central role. Everything rests on the shoulders of the body, the weight of the body, which is what is machiyah that didn't tell it. But we talk about a body which is part of the constellation, part of the picture, but not beyond that. There are the contexts within which the question of Tais body comes up, and we need to consider what are we talking about. Let me just take two examples. Mishnah says that Memalof and Medalof Babasra, they had the Chesed Shal Shonim, who said for 3 years he lived in a house, paid Pirus of Isoda, and claims Lakuach, and only within 3 years, Hakoyes. You exactly stocher to see the star, and the star you lose. The talatin you always never sell a kuach. Nishte said kuach hazok sheli matayner, ina chazaka. Keitzad, amar lo ma ta oseh b'toch sheli. He omer shlo amar yadam de vame olam, no vero tobi not to be ina chazaka. But he says shvachati shatati matana. Okay. The Mishnah takes an extreme case in which fundamentally the person who's there, who's sitting the machzik, basically made it, he was never made a kid, he never bought it. He said, I sat even, nobody told me not to sit, he said, I sat. So that's not a chazoki. Is this only where the person who now comes to claim has Eidus that he's a Morakame or not, the suffix in the Mordechai over there. But anyway, that's the Chalach. What kind of Tanya do you need? You need a Tanya which is self-sustaining, or which is part of a Hasidic constellation. You don't know the Mishnah. Gemara before, Lamed Amud Aleph, Chesavatim, Hu Domer Lechavri, my boy is Bayare, Omer Miplanya Zavintor, I bought it for someone, not from you, I bought it for you, I bought it for someone, that someone told me, Amali Zav de Minoch. Someone that gives the Amali, the Bach is one gives the word Amali, Moshe Magiris. If you give the Amali, it's about the Acha. Some of the information you got from this person, this third party, you can't tell a Kuach. You know you bought it from a certain person. Whether he's the buyer to buy it, you have no idea. And how he relates to you, have no idea either. To the usual Marukame. It's the Bar of the Ach. It's a little bit of a discussion of this. How could it be good Bar of the Ach? I think the answer has to be that Chazor Shilim Ataina is that everything depends on the Taina. The very formulation of the Mishnah, Chazak is Yeshim Ataina. It's Chazak which is conjoined with the Taina. And the Taina supports the Chazak, Chazak supports the Taina, and it's part of a team. For this, to give content to the Chazak and to enable the Chazak to work, for this, Hadak is all sufficient. And maybe this case is sharper than the case I mentioned before. Because here you could tell that basically Chazok itself would suffice. But in the case of the Mishnah of Memalev, there's a Das Baldin that he didn't buy. So all you need is to negate that Adoy. So maybe in that respect it's better than the other cases. But upon him, based on the gist that we have over here, the Obelin Zav Minoch, but that's apparently sufficient. And this fits in well, that's just before we got to the Rambam. There's the Gemara in Ksubas. Rishon Ksuvos Daf Ayin Hei says, "Hayu b'mumin v'adav v'beit aviya." First woman made with kashim mumin. She has mumin, mumin she b'seis so. And these were discovered during the period of the years before the Nisuin. V'adav v'beit aviya. Av tzeich l'avira ayah shemishitasei b'mumin alalu yistachfas tadeyu. The father was to bring raya that the mumin were post kedushin. Mishas kedushin, the mumin didn't exist. That kedusha toys. The burden proves upon him. What did the mumin discover? That dichud chesed shut abal. Abal tzik lavi raya. Shas shut asavu mumin elu. Vemek vemek echtos tiru emeir. Chomet asim moshe moshe begolu. The point is this distinction. But there's all discussion about the Reisha and the Sefer. Why distinction? So one Teretz is the one of Fahim and Aleph, the Rashi Yoma, Reisha, Manel Abba Biyadcha. We say Maneli Biyadcha. depending who the Baal Dover is. So Rashi explains when it talks about Cheskes Aguf, she was born without, presumed born without the Mumin. The Mumin developed later on, so we should postpone as far as possible the Mumin, and Chazaka the Gufa, and then you would assume that it was late as possible. So Rashi says that Vreishel Ochel Amahani Cheskat the Gufa, Sheila Tana Shela, the Shelavia, Shukhtuvat Erusin Laav, Vavri Mandel Abba Biyadcha, לגבי אב לא אמרינן בגוף שלה, זה תן חזקתה. אז בלדובוס די אב, אבל תיחס כסת הגוף יש לו וומנס, דורס, אז היא כנת, כמבין חזוק ודי טיינה. Why is the problem? Most of them disagree with this, what Rashi says. Sefer, מנה לבייתך הוא בני בעמד גובר בחזקתו. So here, חזקו works. Here again, the question of מנה לבייתך מנה לבייתך, who's the Baal Dover? The question is, again, what, in order to effectuate, to enable the combination of חזקו, to use the חזקו with the Taina, what kind of Taina do you need? You need the Taina, which is a full Tadis Bori, and then you can go with the Chazoke. If you don't have full Taina, then you can't rely on the Chazoke without the Taina to back up the Chazoke. Or do we say, no, since we work together with the Chazoke, so the Tadis Bori in Sukbet is also sufficient. Other Shem sing with Rashi all together, but this Shidduch between Chazoke and Taina, but maybe how is the Rav Ash supposed to understand the Gemara? Why are the Tumus in the Gemara don't accept this? Maybe because the question is about how you regard the Bori in this instance here. Hash Dastin Lohochi, maybe that we can introduce this distinction in other contexts as well. Let me come back to the language for a minute. Just have to get into that a little bit later. David complains that there's no tennis body. זו תאים, אחרי שבעל הבית לא היה שם, איך יש חתן הדבורי, כדי שיהיה זוכר ישוע שהוא יכול לשווה. אני רואה שהוא סגשת תואל פסמו אותו לבידיס ודרייבד. מי בדרייבד סימפלי אסקי, רק כדי בישבוע, all together. אם זה כן בישבוע all together, זה כן במחו ישוע יכול לישוע, כן במיתך. אם במחו ישוע אני יכול לישוע במשלם. אז אני במחו ישוע יכול לישוע. That's entirely possible, and then it has nothing to do with what I'm discussing now. Or could we read the Ravid? It's not the Ravid, could we suggest it our own? Sure, there would be. But as we'll see when we get to the Sugis, we take Rosh Hashalim, not every Shvua creates a Mitaych. So, yes, I know, depending on the how powerful the thrust of the Shvua is. For the Gemaras would appear, many of the Shem reposed to this, that by Shvua Sashomrim there's no Mitoich. Because the Mechui Shvua is not sufficiently powerful. There is a Mechui Shvua, but not enough that if you don't swear, you have to pay. Now conceivably, if once we recognize there is such a distinction, Shavuos, which created Mitoich, don't create Mitoich. For that, we'd have to analyze those two Mitoich. Meanwhile, he has to take my words for it. We can differentiate, basically, we said before, with regard to Bari. The assumption that Bari Shal Yacher might be sufficient to create a Shvur. But that's sufficient to have a Shvur with regard to what you say, Mitoich. They'll be extending, we discussed previously, to another instance. But I grant you that one does not need to read the Rebbe, that would read it otherwise. I find one other possible application, which is more problematic because the Ramban has such a problem with it. If you look at the Sefer for a minute, Seftin Pelik Hey Aloche Hey. It involves itself in Sugis, which we will be dealing with more fully later on, but I just want you to complete this particular discussion. Rez Ben Yaakov Omer, Pavim Shadam Nishbat Anat Katan. Ketzad? אמר לו קטן, מנה לאבא בידך. אם יפלא את זה אלא לחמישים, אלא לחמישים זוז, פטור. אם אמר לו, נתת לו מן חמישים, חייב, שכן נשבע טענת עצמו. If he's a man, if he's a kid for hackle, if he's a, he's in two cases, but he mixes, but the other, what is the other 50? The other 50 says, La'adam, so he's potter. The other 50 says, Exalti, parati, so he's chayiv. Ramban and this edition is Sreshu Tet. Rabban quotes at the Sefter. Matzata with the Sefter, Rabban Ben Yaakov Omer, Pahim Shad Nishba Tanat Katan. Kate said, Amalu Katan Manela Vibiyatka, Ein Lo Biyadiyah Lenunzuz Patu. Lima Amalu Natat Rabban Nunzuz Chayav, שכן נשבע תלת עצמו. ולא מחבר לא מתיים, אני רוצה, מה שאני רוצה, אני רוצה את אפס. ועוד, המקשיל עם ישמייטין, כמו ללבן, ואם בעצמו לכם הרבה נייקב, וקטן נראה שמונה בביית חפתור, על מרבס ביאג וכייגב לחייו, מה שמשבשתי. זה פרנס משבשתי. The distinction in the Sefer is along the lines similar to what I said before, but changing some of the specifics. Case, just a second. You also have to differentiate two functions that you have for the Taina. The Prophet Cotton asked similarly with regard to Tanis Shoma, the problem is the Taina is weak. I could be used to Taina is non-existent, it's weak, non-existent, only Tanis Shoma, no Taina at all. And as I said before, it could be assumed that the Shema can be rest and support Achir, and the Kotan can, and that's what Shabbat the Rabban would do to make this, ten and that, it's the respect. But if you don't go that far, apparently the Sefta didn't, at least there was a Jagger that the Sefta didn't. And you assume that the Tanis Kotan is capable of being supported, it's not zero, it's not a total strikeout. Then, what kind of tennis cotton you have here, what it needs to do, might vary. As we see when we get the Gemara Shu'a Sessus, Adam requires greater force, a greater taina to be chayav Shu'a than Paraiti. According to one Lashon the Gemara, at any rate, the Lashon says that Shu'a Sessus applies where there's, he says parati, but doesn't apply where he says la'adam. So this is the Rav Shua says it, but maybe that applies also to the Daisa of Medvi Mixis. In order to be Chayim of Medvi Mixis, where he was la'adam, so that requires a Taina Sugalev. But in Mixis, when he says parati, that's sufficient to have a tiny suk bet. And as we distinguish, it's not the same case, but as we distinguish between two that levels of tennis body, perhaps this is one of the two levels of tennis cotton. Tennis cotton, which is sufficiently, which is suk bet, so it's enough to be chayev, we have parati. None of the Mechayev of the Haidoe is of La'adam. We got the cotton, of course, we have to wait until we get the whole sugya of the Rafim Beis. We'll see what it is also with Am in this connection. But Tabi, what I want to deal with the nation of Tanis Bori and the assumption which we have, Moschach Mesfarad, and all of this connection, the Rashba quote previously, and the Ramban in the Melchames, the Berdacher is not had at all. According to other Rishayim, I think that's sort of the case. And the Ramban we have to round out yet. We get the Sugya of Cotton later on, but I think it'll hold on. All right, that's all we got. Just a couple of lines to think about. Now let's move to the Tehud Hashem belief. Tehud. What did we just say about that? Right now, according to the counter of Shita, so previous sugya, what happens to the previous sugya? The highest in the book order before, the highest in the kasha. So now everything is reversed. Before was the raya, now it's the kasha. Before was the kasha, now it's the raya. All right, that's the rest of the sugya over here. The Gemara gets to Admain, says that Admain is included and held. So the Bechelman is high. How do you understand the Bechelikis?
Well, whether or not you would look at Klikin Sorin as one group, let's say, of grains, and really of one type. Or you'd say that Stephen Sorin, once you combine it in the Taina, we look at the Taina as one whole unit. So if you're one of them, so then you're.
First, look at your premise. You suggested. The Chitin Serin is not Chitin Serin, because they are both grains.
That's
what one overriding means. So basically, it's really all one mean.
You can't say that because of the other case in Mishnah.
What?
You couldn't say that because of the other case in Mishnah.
It's both the Kelim and Kakois. It's both two Kelim and Kakois, also the Chitin Serin. So, you can't say the reason that Chitin Serin is Chayyim, because it's all one mean of Tvur.
Let's say it all gets combined into one large
tainer. Oh, okay. So say that. Let's leave aside the question of the grains. So we've got as one tainer, or it's two. And we've got two separate tainers. So then what?
So if it's two separate tainers, and you're murdered to one of them, then the other one you never touched. So
yeah. So one of them you're careful akel. One of them you're murdered bakel, and they're careful akel. There's no point, you get Zivkov for Mixis Kalim, so you made a Mixis in the Kalim, and the Kayas can be Kay for its development. Okay, so that, you see, one possibility is that the question we've got is one Tvir or two Tvirs, or is there another possibility? If we've got as two Tvirs, is it clear? Then, as I said just now, one is made and one is made back, one is kept back. There's still some room for maybe being Mechayev even if we got us two separate trees, but presented concurrently.
Yeah, I think
I think it'd be difficult. Just, I mean, you'd have to say something, and then they're still considered part of one larger tviya on which he's being toveya. So even if you were to separate it and say that really they're not considered one large taina, and for some purpose they'd be separated, you still have to say there's some relationship between the two, because otherwise...
What might that relationship be?
That, I mean, it's one person being toveya from him. So it's...
Would this possibly be related to how one perceives the chayiv of major mitzvahs?
I mean, I guess once you say that even if the two separate tviyas coming from one person, so with the svaras that go along with ishtamute, so really you'd want to be, I mean, even if you say it's two separate meaning and two separate tviyas, but why should it make a difference if, you know, if you can separate them into two separate minim, once combining, I still kind of think you have to say that there's still one larger tefiya being claimed against it.
That if it might be simple way of looking at it, but I do feel that it's conceivable if you think in terms of Glaim Ladovo, and ask of a Chama if you think in terms of Rashi and Baba Kame, the tviya is tiny itself, Shemachar Shvua, that perhaps the fact that it's presented concurrently, perhaps the Glamadov of one tiny carries over and reflects to the other tiny. But I would grant that maybe that you properly articulated that there are two possible ways of regarding this. You prefer one, but anyway, put on the table also the other. Immediately, it's a question whether it's one tainus or two tainus. It opens up the possibility, and then we have to check what the relationship of the two of them is. Or, probably it's not in the identity of the tainus, but allow recognizing the fact that they're two separate types of separate tainus. Can one in any way influenced and impacted by the other? Okay, I accept that. I mentioned to you on a previous occasion, I believe, which possibly has a bearing upon this. We talk about Mina Taini, right? How is the minim defined? Yeah, fine. But anyway, by certain data concerning the identity of the object, it's biologically, functionally, whatever the common denominator may be, and that I said indeed is a problem of classification, which biologists have a problem too, so we also have such a problem. But then I think also throughout a totally different category. That's totally different. It has nothing to do with the physical characteristics, physical identity of the objects. What has to do with what? You know what you call?
Shabbat.
Yeah. Look at the Rama for a minute. Rama disagrees with him that it doesn't count, but others should both agree. So Adam talks about in the Taina, the Papak, Gimelach Yudal, Stevin Eaton, Menarias the Chalva, Yud Varim Beolam, no Levitim Mimcha. About Hamishim Nidrim Yeshi, Chabia Dipikadol, Omishim Nezeb, Chayel Sebo, Promise the Mechaev. Hura Botai, Shizem Modebe Mixat Yishava. שטרנו שחייב לו 100, ועוד עד לחייב 50, ומה לי נתחייב לו משום הלוואה, משום פיקדון, משום נזק. וזה דעתי נוטה. I don't say categorically, he says he's inclined to assume that. But it doesn't go beyond that. Raivitz says, Vanim Reuva, Tano Mane Milve, Mane Picadon, Voda Bechad, Vekofa Bechad, Ein Zim Odeh Bekset HaTana, Shavua Picadon, Shtei Tanotein, Yesh V'yadi Raya Al Zeh. ודים שיהיה מזה מקצת תודה. סלאב את רייבי לסגוויסט, ואיזה דיפן מחייבים, ושאלה לא נעבוד what you חייב, but why you חייב. ודים זה עושה כבר דיפן מינים, דיפן תביס, דיפן טיינס. רבא says, the equivalent is what you're asking for, and what the source of it, from what the field is crazy about it. And David says no. However, because of two separate tainus, and therefore this is also shleimin atayin. And the third shita, which by which to quote the name of the Ramban, as we see by Mitzir of Sarikhes. החילוק הראשון שכתב הרייבד ז"ל בתואנו מנה מלווה ומנה פיקדון שימדע באחד מהם שהוא פטור הוא דבר מטמיע, says the Magen Mishnah. ומי גורע מטענו חיטין וסורין הודע לו באחד מהם שהוא חייב וישיב לו ברמב"ן ז"ל. הדין שהזכיר רבנו זה רבני מילבה, הוא בודה לו בחמישי של פיקדון, שהוא חייב, נראה דעת רשב"א זו, בסכם לדבר רייבד ז"ל, שהוא פטור. גדולה מזו, שאם טוענו מנה מילבה, הוא הודה לו מנה פיקדון, דוד הלך איתי מודה למסורים, שהוא פטור כזכיר למיילה, ולא צריך לימוד. עכשיו, תראי שיטס היו. וואן שיטס, that fit the soil all together. It depends what you mean to bear. Another sheet that says, the other extreme, these are, can't be mitzvah for them, and even if it's one of them, one of Picodin, and it was made in one of them, also, even the equivalent, the case of the equivalent, fit the soil of the back of man, it also be part of. Intermediate shita, which equates milva pikadon with chitin aseret all the way, and that's the shita which the Mishnah and Rabbanim inclined to accept as a chitin aseret. Tana milva, and he was made in pikadon, you pato. Tana milva pikadon, and he was made in one of them, you chayev. So, in part, of course. It's the question of how, to what extent you compare Milva Pikadon and Milva Mechayev is a different meaning. But meanwhile, can some light be shed on our question from Machleis to the Rabbi and the Ramban? If the Rabbi says that Tanachit Nusayri Voda Becham Mem is Ayi Gwis is Chayev, but the Gemara says before she passed like that, Tana Maya Mil Pikadon Yipato, but that tells anyone what it's
worth. Well, you would say that with Chit and Seorin, it's similar enough that they could be combined into one larger Tzviya, but Mil Pikadon, maybe they're not similar enough, and therefore, even if they're three at the same time, they would not be considered one larger Tzviya, according to one sheet, and according to the other sheet, that they are still similar enough in that. Meaning everything, I guess, would be similar enough that you could combine in one large shita. Or you could say that, like the Rav wanted to say, as an alternate possibility, that if they're two separate tainas, so chit and seorin are similar enough that one could shed light on the other. But one of them, since they're rechayev for completely different reasons, so one wouldn't be able to shed light on the other taina because there's no relationship between them.
that I accept. It may also be, come back to a point you raised earlier, distinction with Tainim Tviya. The Torah can really be said in the Tviya. It tells the Taina, maybe that Chitim and Seirim are different Tainas, this happened, that happened. Turns the Tviya, it's part of one claim that he's putting in, one demand that he's making, which includes various items. But that's with that Chidu Seri. But Nuva Pikodin, by definition, are totally different claims. I once thought, I'm not sure that it's right, possibly, according to Ramos, which distinguish between. Or we learn as Methodism. According to the other ships here. Milva and Pikodin on the one hand, and Milva, let's say, Nezik on the other. Milva and Pikodin, since what you're asking for is two different things. That is the source of the theme. Three is different. Pikodin, you ask to get the object back. You may not get it back because he doesn't have it. If you ask for the object, supposed to milva, you're asking for money. Milva and Nezek, in both cases, you're asking for money. Practical terms. Alumnus or Chaim says, Nezek, you want to get the object back, and milva, you just straight money. Perhaps that too will be a distinction. But obviously, if such distinction to be raised, cannot be within the context of the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that milva pikodin and nezek, even though there you're asking for different things, still is mimina taine, because you're asking for money. According to the Rishonim who say that there is mimina taine, perhaps they would recognize some distinction can be made. Alright, let's say I mentioned it. And this is what we've got to the Reserve of Rachman. Of course, the underlying assumption, the whole discussion takes place only according to Rachamim, not according to Ram Gamliel, according to Ram Gamliel, the Chavim said it's Chai, but also Ram Chama, the Reserve of Rachman is Chai. So this sugya, please, I believe, I'm going to read out of the picture. Where the question with Rachman is in the picture, it's in another context, which we'll see next time. That's the Tashumin Tarachid Med Levi Seri. Tesh is here, and Tesh is from Kamra from the Tehmet base. The 2 days is the weather, Avanos and Salokha, namely Tarachid Med Levi Seri, Nanra Yipato, Shuv Yosapato, Dme Seri. Is that a quote from Gamliel too? But what Ram Gamliel checked to have a shvur, maybe even mikzas, where you're not in schayiv at all, you don't have to pay. Or do you say no, that because Ram Gamliel, you would not be chayiv unless you had to pay someone. Now this machlekes, these 2 days and tesis, first of all, we have to give some thought. What might be the basis for them? Is it conceivable that he's not? He doesn't have to pay anything, still defines the baby mixes. Secondly, I mentioned this now, but I don't know if we'll do this now. We'll do it next time either. Can there be a flip side to what Tase talks about over here? This is according to Ramlid, it's part of a case in which you are defined as a medium of mikzas, even though you don't have to pay. Claim is disallowed totally, the Titus of Malva, but for sure, you'll have to be nishba. What about the reverse case, where you were not moide, but part of your chiyuv, part of the tviya is allowed? Marshall, we get the suit of Ram Gimel, seeing the Han, various possibilities. Edom came and said, you were not Maida. Edom came and said, you owed him half. So who have to pay? What about maybe it's in such a case? Or if someone can be Nishma of an idol, half the sum. That make it when it's high be mixas, but there's no idea be mixas. I don't have to see what we get. Yeah. And with regard to Sugiya to Khabar Sailin, Tamina, etc. We have a couple of lines left over in the Gemara. Chid Kol Rei Lev Seirin Kemarin Chayiv Muskan Pato. That will deal with briefly next time. Sugya Kelim we already dealt with. We have left here is Avanosin. Avanosin, where the question is, what basis? See, part of it is they say that he himself is made in Yisrael. This, just to be curious to deal with this, the Rosh and Rabbi Kamer talks about the works naturally. Here he has a brief, the Tesis Rosh right here, at the end of this Tesis, this is the Abba Avinu, the Rosh right there. The Tesis doesn't explain, so why doesn't he have to pay with Choshev Leidoi? So that they leave you. So Baba Kamer, they do tell you what the Rosh says over here, because of Mechilah. Very fundamentally, the three days, which two in the Rosh, and the third, which Shach and the Ksesh talk about extensively, based on Ramban and Melchames. We won't go into the Ramban itself, but maybe says quotes the Ramban. In that connection, we also do want to see, I think I forgot to write it down, the curse I gave you. Someone keeping enough memory with Bayes. Have I do against the door? Tell me, how you mean to satisfy the place of Pliny? We're not a Tani Hashin, show me the other. The Shachar quote is more, but I do against the door. That's one level we have to see. There's another question which we'll deal with less exhaustively. And this is the Gemara in Baba Kamer says that Tfisa would help. Tfisa is the Chedva Yisraelin. Where does it help? Where does it help? Give some thought to, in general, where Tfisa helps. If I'm all of this, it'll be, of course, too much. But what a case of Tfisa helps. A case of suffering, a case of a partial Mechayev, Gnosis, the Gemara Mechayev, the Svam and Beis. Achreinim, of course, to have the question of Tfisa, Shachalik Tzeis, with the different explanations of the Shainim, but I thought, hopefully, next week we'll start by finishing up Marim and Miskavim, very briefly, and then deal with Rabbi Nosson, the case that I gave you, and then move on to Gemara Shua Seses. Gemara Shua Seses starts over here, from the Mid Beis, and the Sugya breaks down into two. One is the Shua Seses as such, and the other, where you're chayv, where you're not chayv. That has to do with what is the distinction between Shvita and Shvita Abana. Is there any linkage between these two? Here's Machlokes and Shem. Some Rishonim say, since the Gemara talks about the Reish and the Rabbanan, right, it talks about Shuvah Seses, the whole Sugya, the Malach and Medalev, was the Reish and the Rabbanan, and all it was the Shuvah Seses. There's the Dato of Shuvah Samishnah, and Shuvah Nitli, that those regular Shuvah that I saw for intents and purposes. And others say no, that deals that too. Everybody will get to this the Shuvah Seses up next time. I do have to get to three Shuvah Seses. And that the Shuvah Seses, we have in part halachic issues, part historical issue. Rashi later on that from Hay on the Mishnah, the third narrow line. Ashton Shuvah Seses existed at the end of the Mishnah. It's not my discovery, nor Rabbi Kivega's discovery. The Ramban noted this. Rabbi Kivega noted that the Rashi Shuvah Seses and Shuvah Seses Mishnah time now. Most of them disagree. Saying, where are you, Mechayev Shuvah Seses? Think carefully, the taste at the top here, Meditani HaSefer. Basically, what it says is that the Paschim, where you, the Shkavanish Nepaschim. That's what Shuvah Seses is concerned. Now, the course of Dina Shuvah Seses, a couple of lines in the Gemara, Ashtamutika Mishterim Rukashub Kayes. The word says we hear that he's scared of Kashub. Kavim Kashul Eidus is that even if there was a Shavuah, he would not a Shavuah. He thought of that. Look at the Rashi, the Rosh Hashanah, and look at the Ketzeris, the Simen, Tzadik Aleph, I believe. Oh, I have all that. So quite new to the mystery. That's very funny. In Mitzvah Shem, you must best notice anything that makes changes plans. 4 weeks from today, Mitzvah Shem, I'm going for a few days to America. I don't want to miss any shurim, so I'm leaving in the morning, so I can't do shurim on Wednesday. So I want to advance that week, previous evening, if it's okay, Tuesday night or Monday night. Passed by Yeshua. Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving week. Thanksgiving week. I believe the 28th.
Oh, that's Lent, that week after.
The week after Thanksgiving. Actually, we have time to...